July 3rd, 1903. If the soul gives herself completely to Jesus in life, Jesus gives himself to her at her death and exempts her from purgatory. This morning, as I was highly afflicted because of the loss of my adorable Jesus, all of a sudden he made himself seen in my interior, filling my person completely. That is, my head, my arms, and all the rest. As I was seeing this, almost wanting to explain to me the meaning of the way he was making himself seen, he told me, "My daughter, why do you afflict yourself if I am the master of the whole of you? And when a soul comes to rendering me the master of her mind, of her arms, of her heart, and of her feet, sin cannot reign. And if something involuntary enters into her, since I am the master and the soul is under the influence of my lordship, she is in continuous attitude of purgation, and that something immediately goes out of her. Furthermore, since I am holy, it is difficult for her to retain within herself anything which is not holy. Even more, since she has given all of herself to me in life, it is justice that I give all of myself to her at her death, admitting her to the beatific vision without delay. So, if one gives herself completely to me, the flames of purgatory have nothing to do with her."